Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chair, and thank you very much to Ireland for convening this meeting. As you said right at the beginning, there's been an important body of work in this area done over the last few years. And this process, as an open and inclusive one, is an important contribution to that work, and we look forward to engaging with those discussions. As has been mentioned already, the UK has associated itself with two written contributions to this process. Firstly, a paper setting out the key principles for any political declaration with France and Germany, and secondly, the draft technical compilation put together by the US entitled Practical Measures to Strengthen the Protection of Civilians During Military Operations in Armed Conflict. That being the case, and for the sake of brevity, I'll just confine myself to a few general remarks this morning. The first thing to say is that our common aim is to mitigate the acute and very real challenges related to the increasing urbanisation of conflict and the impact of that conflict on civilians. In our view, the principal means for doing that is the universal adherence to and full implementation of existing international humanitarian law. In that case, the value of any political declaration that results from this process will be in drawing attention to the challenges and encouraging measures within existing IHL to mitigate them, such as those set out in the technical compilation I referred to just now. The declaration must not, however, aim to create new norms or concepts, in particular the suggestion that any use of a WIPA might be contrary to IHL. It must also take full account of the role and responsibilities of non-state actors in modern urban warfare. With that, I'll conclude, but I want to thank you again, Mr. Chair, for convening this. We look forward to playing an active and constructive role in the discussions to come, and we look forward to seeing a draft text in due course, which we'll offer more detailed comments on. Thank you.